Smiling Faces, the podcast, is a Defiantly Me production. To learn more, visit them on Instagram at Defiantly Me Productions.
Well, there's a conversation. See? There's a tone of voice. It's a guess. It's a risk. But I also don't
Watch
like driving.
Law and Order SVU. It's all a risk. So
I don't watch horror and I don't watch SVU.
You should watch SVU. It's been my training. My future daughter, Roslyn, will be watching Law and Order SVU when she hits about 12.
She's got a name. She already has like a keepsake trunk full of old vintage clothing. Yeah, no, I love Roslyn. I can't
she's
wait
ready.
To meet her in real life.
Oh my gosh, she's going to be a treat. Welcome back to episode 21 of Smiling Faces, the podcast. I'm Victoria Dunn.
And I'm Jess Anguiano. We are the executive producers of Smiling Faces, the hit show about two girls who discovered they are dating the same guy while working at a toxically positive spin studio.
On this podcast, we provide you with unfiltered conversations about dating, heartbreak, revenge, and of course, living your best life.
And as producer Mike has pointed out, we are living our best life.
Oh, we are. I've almost got the shakes from coffee. Let's get it.
Oh my gosh, why are you drinking so much coffee? Because you are working so hard. This is the hardest working woman in Hollywood, hands down.
I was like, I'm drinking coffee at 6 p.m. because I've lost control of my life.
You should live in your car. That's where you should live.
Honestly, I basically do. You should see the state of my car right now. Somebody was like, oh, just park. Oh, friend Katie, friend to the show, friend to everything.
Mm-hmm. Love Katie.
She once was like, oh, here, I'll hop in your car. She goes, I'll park here and get in yours. I was like, just give me a second. And I had to move so many things out of the passenger seats to find like a spot. And then she came to sit down. I was like, oh, also my water bottle spilled in the seat. So your butt's about to be wet. Sorry, get in.
No Listen. Plastic bags for your guests? You got to step it up if you're going to host.
I know.
We know there's a plastic bag somewhere in that car. It's just really hard to find.
I think it's unfortunately underneath the lawn chair that I ordered. That's in there.
You have a fucking lawn chair in your car?
Yeah, because at my job, the warehouse orders from Uline. And if you order enough stuff, you get to pick a free gift. And they're like, well, you've helped us so much these past couple months. You pick a free item. I was like, dope. And I picked a lawn chair or a beach chair. And so
we are 20 episodes in and you guys get weirder and weirder with every episode.
Thank you. That's so nice.
Is that nice? There are times where I feel for my safety. I'm like, you guys.
Oh my gosh, Jess, high five through the waves. Yes. I think that's the best thing. If we're always surprising you and you're always a little bit like, should I run? Then that's perfect.
I cannot.
I feel like y'all won't let me go at this point. I'm too far in.
No. We can't.
Not the voice. Don't do the voice.
You're not going anywhere.
That makes my sphincter get tight. Don't do that.
The way I envision Mike is how, this has nothing to do with anything. The way I envision Mike right now is how when I first tried to test out using my fake ID when I got it, where I could not have been more obvious. I basically was standing at the bouncer and I was already in a lean to run as I handed the ID.
Mike has been that way from the minute that Mike came on board. He's been like, but
he's like, do I hit a flojo?
Am I in my runner stance?
Like Shakari Richardson,
waiting for the gun to pop and be like, I'm off.
There it is. That's all we ask. But,
I think it's good for you. It's good for you. We're keeping you on your toes. Yeah, just like
never
as a
comfy.
Married man. No, it keeps you sharp, you know? Like,
yeah, that's why I like horror movies. Another reason why. You're always ready.
Oh, horror movies do keep you sharp.
Mm-hmm.
I don't watch horror movies.
Rustling. You heard a rustling in the bushes, you'd be like, what's that? I'm on it.
No, I'm not going to ask what's that. I'm just leaving. You know this.
Well, yes, but the senses are heightened because you've had so much stimuli and training. that you're like anything. Like I see, do you do the thing? Actually, I don't know if you do this. I know women do this. When you're like walking down a dark street and you have to make sure you pause, if you're listening to headphones, you pause your music or pause the thing so it looks like you're listening to music. And then you listen to see if the footsteps of the person you passed start circling back and following you. You also use your peripheral to look at the shadows. Did the shadow change?
The shadows.
Back for you. So that way you can, with haste, run away.
Yes. Sometimes you have to move towards the light so that the shadows will hit just the right way that it'll fall in front of you so you can see you're watching in front of you. Like always.
No, because I'm falling before the street lighting. Lights come on.
Okay. That felt targeted.
Jess, where am I right now? Are the street lights on? Not yet?
Not quite.
But where am I right now? I am at home. It has nothing to do with you. I am home.
Wow, that... No, it's because
I saw Jess yesterday and it was before the street lights came on.
That's true.
That's right. True.
I was out last night. I went out to a jazz club. It was amazing.
Love. So, I love. Can we say where? Because I love that place. Oh, I say love.
The Dresden.
It's heavy-handed.
The Dresden.
It's beautiful. I love an old Hollywood. Yes, I love an old Hollywood thing. You know, I've got my bucket list of old Hollywood places. I finally got to check that one off. Had really great martinis there, I will say. And also go in, the booths are all like tall and high and sexy and deep and lush. Love it. I don't know what voice that was. Don't ask me.
Paid professional. Trained paid professional here, ladies and gentlemen. Victoria Dunn is here for all of your voiceover recording needs.
Truly. I actually am about to start taking, well, when Jess lets me, I'm going to start taking voiceover classes.
Listen, this is the perfect segue into what's going on. So the show, you know, we're always here to update you on the big exciting things that are happening with the show. And since we've pivoted, we made this announcement last week that we've pivoted and we are now going to release the content. We're going to shoot the content and release the content on the internet. Little newfangled thing you've never heard of over here. We will be pivoting to a web series, and that brings this content to you all faster, and it's going to be more of it, and it's going to be the way we want to shoot it, which is all very exciting. However, since we've made that pivot, it is off to the races. Thank God Mike is hanging by ready for that gun to shoot, because we are going. It is time. We are on fire right now. I would venture to say
sprinter's gun. Be careful. Don't we be like Mike with the gun. You can't stop. Don't do that. Sprinter's gun. I got a sprinter's
Producer
gun.
Mike's got a Glock and an Uzi ready on his person. No open carry license, just loose.
This is why we keep him nearby. He's good protection.
I'm going to cut all of this out.
Get me tackled.
I'm going to cut all of this out. We're just going to start from the beginning. Nobody will hear any of this.
I'm like, welcome back to the pop. And so this episode.
So we're doing an update. We're talking about the show because we have pivoted, which we love calling it the pivot, because we're in March, almost April, and we are pivoting into spring, and we are running with a sprinter's gun, not with a Glock. We are ready to take off and start shooting this thing. We're building production schedules. We are hunting for directors. We're looking for a social media manager. We're looking for an additional producing partner to come on board. We're working with our fiscal sponsor, Inclusivity Media. We are getting to work, which is exciting because that means that we'll probably be calling some of you that we know and love and lean on to join us and jump on the crew and help us get this thing shot.
Other thing I think that I know we'll also be looking for is editors, because based on all of the forward work that comes with doing the production schedule, from what I also know from the classes and everything, is you also have to think about your post work. So been looking at all of the festivals and things, the ones that are qualifying for other bigger eyes on things. Some are even, you can submit to some festivals that are BAFTA eligible things. Like, it's crazy. But there's some that focus on web series content and there's others that focus on pilot content. So I definitely want to find an editor that's cool to work with us to do the web series. I don't know why I'm just telling you this now. I realize I should have said this offline. We're learning. But I want someone
literally
to...
discovering this live. Mike and I are like, I'm sorry, we're doing what?
You're like, what, you're doing what now? Someone that will also be open to recutting the first few episodes to be as a pilot episode to be submitted to festivals that don't do web series content. Basically like a smushing so we can submit to all the things and diversify the portfolio.
Loving this.
South
we're
by
shooting...
Southwest doesn't do web series.
Right. And we are like shooting out there. We're shooting it as a web series with 8-minute episodes. And then the truth is, even though people are going to hear this and think that sounds crazy and there's no way that's going to work, the truth is the way that we're going to shoot it, we'll also be able to cut it together to make it a full-fledged pilot episode. So the truth is we're pivoting, but we're not really pivoting all that much. Like, we're still going to have a full-fledged pilot episode. We're just shooting it in a little bit of a different style, which I think is fine. The exciting thing is that we've shot things in a lot of different ways, and we have a pretty broad experience in different styles of production schedule. So we have, for obvious reasons, because we've pivoted to a web series, we're shooting in block scheduling and block shooting. You want to explain it?
Yeah. So instead of going episode by episode, traditionally how a show would be where you take each episode at a time and shoot all the locations, not necessarily in chronological order in the episode, but just taking the chunk of the work from each episode like that, we're instead consolidating all the locations and shooting based on that. So all the episodes moving forward that will be at, say, the Pilates studio location, we're going to shoot all of that out, which we'll need a really good script supervisor for that. And then we're going to have all the scenes that are based in like Vivian's house all shot at one, like in days together. So one weekend would be Spin Studio, one weekend would be Vivian's apartment, one weekend would be Josie's apartment. So you do it based on location, and then it will be work for the editor to mush all that back together and reconfigure like a fun little puzzle. But it's very efficient and cost effective. So you're not renting out a location multiple times over a span of several months. Instead, it's we knock it out in this weekend and we don't have to pay those people anymore.
Yeah, so many people shoot in a linear fashion and then you have to go back and you go back and you go back to the same places and you have to pay them every time. And usually it's the same kind of rate every time. So pro tip, explore block shooting, which I think we should give more pro tips on this podcast, because I was going to say, honestly, one of my major pro tips, why we've come as far as we have, is because pivoting is everything. Like, producing is pivoting at every turn. And we came to a split in the road where we had to decide, do we sell it all and lose it forever, or do we make it ourselves? And so, two hot tips: block scheduling, block shooting, and be ready to pivot. Those are your hot tips today from the Smiling Faces production team.
At all times, ready to pivot. And also, I think we've kind of touched on this a bit, but there definitely is merit to doing it the web series route, just because then, like we said, we have complete ownership over how the story is told and can do our own grassroots work of getting organic eyes on it from our audience to build up that momentum. So then instead of going to the studios and almost, for lack of a better word, begging to say, hey, look at this, don't you like this? Instead, we build up the following, and then people go, now what's this show that everyone's clamoring about online? It's like, oh, you mean Smiling Faces? Well, let me show you. And then we've got all the things ready because we're shooting the web series, but also we can cut it together and have the pilot. So it's like, what you want to see, fam? We got them all. What's good?
It's a lot like dating.
Explain.
You spread it out. You spread it out. You date as many people as possible. Just out there.
Yes.
Exploring them all. And then when you mush them all together, they become one great production of a man.
Wow.
It's real.
I'm going to allow you to shoehorn that metaphor together.
Don't take this dream away from me.
No, that totally made sense, and I see it.
Thank you. Thank you. I can't wait for all of the singular exciting things for all the people that I enjoy spending time with to merge into one superhuman man that will make me happy for the rest of my life. That's how it works. It's magic. It just brings them all together, right? Right, guys? Like, that's what my mom told me.
Build a partner. I know
your mom is a liar, because that's not how it works at all.
Well, that's just annoying.
You mean I'm going to have to be out here just suffering continuously?
Damn. Oh, I did see a really funny TikTok of a girl who went to Home Depot. She was like, I'm tired of being on the apps. And so she just went to Home Depot and acted a touch confused and told some guy that she thought was hot that she needed to hang a photo. And so he recommended this hanging thing to her for like $13, and she got it and did a whole TikTok about how she was like, guys, I don't have a photo to hang, and did they exchanged numbers. And she posted the TikTok. He was texting her back and forth, but then he saw her TikTok that she had lied and didn't have a photo, but he thought it was cute that she had done that. And he said, I've never had a trip where I've gone to Home Depot and a really pretty woman has come up to me and hit on me. He goes, I was so excited. And he goes, I hope I didn't make a fool of myself. And she went, no, I was afraid I made a fool of myself. They're still dating.
Stop it.
Yeah.
It works.
The Home Depot bullshit works. So you know where I'll be all weekend.
Yeah, you gotta get off the apps, fam. You gotta make your own magic. I made my own magic. You gotta make your own magic out there.
Lucy is a goddess. She is one in a million.
Who didn't appreciate me, which is why it took her 2 years to figure it out.
Listen,
sometimes it's a big step. Marriage is a big step.
This was before we even actually dated.
Oh, okay.
You don't know the story.
Tell us the story.
Right. I was like, I will still advocate only because my high school boyfriend, I legitimately basically refused to date him for like 8 months. He courted me for 8 months before I finally was like, fine. And then he still cheated on me. I was like, you played the long game to still disappoint me?
Wow.
But cool, bro.
I took my time.
No,
she waited 2 years?
Well, I asked her out.
You
she
waited.
Told me she, well, yeah, because I asked her out at a party and she told me she was crazy. And I was like, I just want to take you to dinner. I'm not making a commitment.
Pull over. She said she was crazy?
She did. To be fair, she was also drunk and had her titties on the counter while she said that to me. So
okay, well, that's my girl. Keep going.
Yeah, just crucial.
They weren't exposed, but back in the day, if you knew Lucy, her shirts left not much to the imagination. So she literally told me she was crazy. And so I every now and then I would like show up at an event she was, and then one of my best friends and her sister, because I was friends with her sister, that's how I met Lucy. They were trying to get us together. And at one point I was like, you know what? Screw Lucy. Stop trying to get us together. She don't want to date me. I don't want to date her. Like point blank, bottom line. And so I went on this run where I like lost all this weight. I was feeling good. I was about to be out in these streets. I was about to become straight up a hoe. I was about to go into hoe phase. And so we went up to homecoming, me and one of my buddies, and we went to go DJ, and we were at homecoming, and I basically ignored her the whole time. I ignored the shit out of her.
Power move.
Pulling moves. I mean, listen, and in her defense, it's not that she didn't want to date you. She explained it to you, Mike. She was crazy. Duh.
Right. And we know on this podcast, believe women.
Believe women. It's not that she really liked you. She was just crazy.
Right.
What is she supposed to do?
Who among us isn't?
That's what I'm saying. Everybody's a little bit crazy. It didn't matter to me.
Right? It's just like, what crazy matches with your crazy?
No,
there's nothing more terrifying than like a woman being like, I'm crazy.
Listen,
I love it.
Can we think of a better woman for Mike too? Mike is so like straight to the point. And so he's like, hey, yo, I'm digging what you got going on. And she's like,
nah. And I'm like, all right,
I'll bite you.
No, shit.
No accounting for taste, Lucy.
Yeah, I was like, nah, fuck you then. Lost all this weight, getting ready to enter my hoe phase. And then I ignored her. And she was like, nobody ignores me. And I was like, I did. I ignored the shit out of you. Because people were going to be like, we were going to be at homecoming together. People were like, oh, da-da-da. I was like, nah, fuck her. I'm talking to this other chick. And so I started talking to this other girl. I went to go take a nap. They went to the homecoming game. The girl who I gave my jacket to, because she was cold or whatever at the, nice. At the, whatever the party is before the football game or whatever. And so she comes back looking for me. Lucy's there and she goes,
tailgating.
Tailgating. See, old brain.
so give she me a second up. Too. You're just not, I was glitching.
You forget terms like that when you worse. Don't go out when the street
when you don't tailgate anymore.
I forget. Yeah, I don't tailgate, and I you
go
know
out.
I'm over the age of 40. I'm starting to lose words. Anyway,
you say it in Netflix. It's okay.
But the girl shows up with my jacket, asks where I'm at, and Lucy was like, "He went to go take a nap," and she took the jacket from the girl. I didn't know this. But, yeah, see the game. Watch this. Crazy. Watch this. The kids say you got a little bit of Riz. That was me.
Yeah.
I had a little bit of Riz.
Nice.
Because I just sprinkled the seeds. I wanted her to come after me. She also proposed to me. So tell me I'm not.
Yes, she did. Mike, that's hot.
Get it.
Work.
So
wait. Did she kneel?
What'd you say?
Did she kneel or was it eye to eye?
Oh no, it was eye to eye. We were at a restaurant. She wasn't gonna do it at a restaurant, but we were at a restaurant. Yeah. Aww. And this was after, again, she failed for 6 months. She fell and hit her head, broke off the initial engagement because I had bought a ring, the whole deal. She gave the ring back. She hit her head for 6 months. She comes back. I tell her, I'm not proposing anymore. You got your one. That's it. If you want to marry me, you're going to propose to me. Left it at that. I think the kids say I got Riz.
Yes, you do. You have so much Riz. Hold on. Yes. For clarification,
yeah.
I think this is important to know because I know this story about Mike and Lucy. I know about her falling and hitting her head and losing her mind for 6 months. She did not fall and hit her head. This is what they say.
She must have fallen.
Yeah, she didn't really fall and hit her head. We don't want anybody in the comments being like, I'm sorry, what happened to your wife?
So after she had a CT scan and they saw that she had trauma... She thought, that's my man.
She didn't really hit her head. No, she doubted whether or not she wanted to marry me. She broke up with me. She broke off the engagement. And I told her, because I already knew what I wanted. So that was the bottom line, is that I already stated what I wanted. It was her who was having doubts. And because I believed that we had a connection. And we did. Because I'm married.
Of course.
Right now.
Yes. There we go. 10 toes down.
Yeah.
For how long? How long have y'all been in this thing called marriage?
Together 14, married 8.
Wow.
Dang. Wow. When's your anniversary?
November 5th.
Adorable.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, you got to get out there and make your own magic sometimes.
Trying.
You got to get out there. The apps ain't it, man. I had this conversation with you two about the apps. The apps ain't it. I think you gotta create your own interpersonal magic.
Well, I try. That's where I met Dr. Strange.
Mm-hmm.
I met him loose out in the wild at an art gallery. Very charismatic. It's so interesting though. I think we just weren't, because there's sometimes people can put in the effort, but it's just not the right person. And I think that's what part of that was. It just wasn't the right guy. He was good about texting and checking in and all these things, but I realized there wasn't that sauce there between us. And then there were some thoughts and life's, I think, beliefs that he has that were very different than mine. He had very regimented ideas of women's roles and men's roles in relationships that did not jive well with me. And I was like, what do you mean?
We must interject here because I don't know how or why. Victoria is a very liberal, like open-hearted, open-minded person. But my God, the number of men that surprise you with their, I would like you to be a trad wife, please. I would like you to go full on just button it down, skirts only, cardigans over your shoulder.
I don't know what they saw in me and thought, yeah, she's going to love to be like tied down with a baby on each tit, home ready for me. Like, what about me said that? It was so confusing.
I am like, or is this like, do you have like, there's something inside of you that's like a little, it's the British guy thing. I don't know. Like, is maybe it a little?
Well, this guy wasn't even British. He's from here. He was born and raised here in LA. But I think,
I'm sorry, excuse me, full stop. You're telling me that you dated a man who was from the US, not a British man? I didn't know this was in the
And by dating, you mean literally went on one date? Yeah, but we talked for weeks leading up to it, admittedly, because my schedule is atrocious. So we had one date on the books and he couldn't because doctor. So he had to change it because he got put on call. So initially that date sounded really cool because he was like, hey, do you want to go get vegan food? He goes, I don't know how vegans get down. Here's the list of the best restaurants that are vegan in LA. Pick one. I was like, okay.
Said that.
He was very on it about what day are you free? I said, this one. He goes, great. Next thing I knew, I had an invitation to open table for that reservation. So that initial stuff, yes.
Can we, and I just want to be like super clear because I had brunch the other day with a dear friend of mine who earnestly and honestly, because of the way that his beliefs in women and all of like what he wants for women and mankind. And he is someone I've actually mentioned before because he's the one who did some research and started a men's group because during COVID he was like, we need to start holding each other accountable. We need to fight the patriarchy by becoming better versions of ourselves. So honestly, I'll say it out loud. I have a crush on this guy just from his personal beliefs alone. And he asked me the other day because I also have been out dating in this world. And after the street lights turn on, I'm leaving my house and dating. And he said, wait a minute, do you like that? You enjoy when a man very specifically, clearly, concisely gives you a date, a time, like picks the restaurant? I was like, with every fiber of my being, please, for the love of God,
name a place, my head. Yes.
Yes. Please. Any men out there listening to this that have a gal that they're chatting with, I'm talking to a guy right now. And this guy, really good looking. We have a lot to talk about. He loves animals. He loves music. He's got instruments all over his walls. We started chit-chatting over text back and forth. I'd say about three lines in, and this is the only way I think you can do this, sends me a voice note that's like, hey there, listen, I really like to speak over the phone. If you could be comfortable with that, I'd love to give you my number. I'm going to leave my number for you. And if you want to have a phone conversation, please call me. Boom.
Nice.
Clean, clear. I heard the tone of his voice. He sounded very genuine. Off we go. I pick up the phone. I start chit-chatting with him. And he immediately is like, coffee, this time, this place, on this day. Does that work for you? Yep, we're having a date. These six other dudes I'm chatting with on a dating app?
Meandering. Nothing. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the thing. There's something, I don't think some guys realize the power of just a clear plan of just taking control of at least that. I don't need you to pick me up. I know you're more into that than I am. I don't want that. But
I don't mind it. I don't mind it if they're trustworthy. Yeah.
But how do you know yet?
Well, there's a conversation. See? There's a tone of voice. It's a guess. It's a risk. But I also don't
watch
like driving.
Law and Order SVU. It's all a risk. So
I don't watch horror and I don't watch SVU.
You should watch SVU. It's been my training. My future daughter, Roslyn, will be watching Law and Order SVU when she hits about 12.
I love Roslyn. She's got a name. She already has like a keepsake trunk full of old vintage clothing. Yeah. No, I love Roslyn. I can't wait to meet her in real life.
Oh my gosh. She's going to be a treat. But
like you. Mike just shakes his head.
Yeah. There's something so great about someone just taking the initiative. Like that was, because I will be honest, I was very much on the fence about him. I didn't even want to honestly go out with him, but my friend was saying she spoke to him at this event and she goes, I don't know, he seems like a really good guy. I think you should give him a chance. And I went, okay, maybe I'm being harsh.
Oh, let this me go is Dr. Strange, right? I remember
yes, Dr. Strange.
Because you
yes.
met him out in the real world.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I went
yeah.
for it.
And he's a doctor.
Yeah. And he did the concise, you know, picking a date, all the things. And then slowly, maybe because I think he started to get the vibe of I wasn't quite into it, but I stopped being into it genuinely when he started saying his beliefs, because I'm very adamant now after Mufasa of getting the beliefs out of people. Mm-hmm. I don't want to be a few months down and find out you're a Trump supporter. I'm sorry. We got to have some conversations. So,
really? Yeah.
Yeah. So he shared the thing about traditional woman and male stuff. And then he started to get very combative with me about stuff. So I would say stuff like, I don't think that it's necessary or conducive to modern relationships where somebody just always has to be in a set role. I go, because I don't know about you. It was like, because you're in the medical field, your life is very regimented and knows exactly what's happening. I'm a creative. The hope is that I'm eventually going to be traveling to go on film shoots and doing all this different stuff. And so if you expect me to always be home cooking or only taking care of the kids, that may not work all the time. You might have to pick up the load on that, and I would handle bills or, you know, whatever. It's like that flexibility has to happen. And he wouldn't buy into it until he separately sent me some research that he'd found on them studying people doing a psychological study on roles and relationships. And when they said, oh, it's actually more conducive to be flexible and malleable in that, then he went, oh, you're right. I went, you couldn't have just taken it my word for it. You had to see a medical journal to Ooh. See that I was right about something. He always wanted to be challenging me about stuff. And
yeah.
The other final nail in the coffin, I would say for him, there are two actually, but the big one was he would call me every night. But as you know, I only have very set nights, unfortunately, that are free. And he would call. And if I didn't answer, he goes, wow, you just treat me so bad. And I'm like, because I didn't answer the phone. And he goes, yeah. He goes, I didn't hear from you all day. I was like, that's not true. I text you this morning. We had a conversation. And he goes, oh, yeah, you did. You did. Well, I just like to talk to you at night between, I think he said 6 and 8 p.m. or something like that. He goes, I had that expectation. I went, well, loop me in on your expectation of me, because that's not a good time for me.
That's not a good time for
me. How do you just assume that that's the time to talk to me and you didn't consult me?
I love a boundary. I love a request. I love hearing, like, it would be so incredible to chat with you between 6 and 8 every day, if possible. I would bend over backwards to try to slide in at least a 2-minute phone call to be like, how you doing? Checking in. Hope you're well. Da, da, da. I expect you to answer the phone between 6 and 8. And I yeah. think you treat me bad because you didn't. No, sir. No, Dr. Strange. Off you go.
Yeah, every time. And then finally we did meet up for a drink and he called out of the blue and said, hey, do you want to go get a drink? And I went, when? And he was like, now. I went, I literally just got off work. What do you mean? And I go, I need time to go home, get ready. And he goes, oh no, I just left from the gym. I was like, excuse me?
We are not getting a drink after
we got
you leave
drink.
From the gym.
Mm-hmm.
Wait, didn't you tell me a story once of a guy who went to the gym, came and met you, and then went back to the gym?
Did in fact. I was his rest in between gym sessions one day. And I went, wow, thanks for penciling me in. He also,
it's cool to do that, but you don't tell
Don't
us.
Tell
don't
me.
Don't tell your date.
Don't tell me you just finished sweating. You're like, whew, glad you can make it real quick. Yeah. And we had the date. And he also, this other guy that you're mentioning now, had a really
yes.
stupid thing that he said where he goes, man, I just shot some, I don't know, some show that's owned by Disney, because what isn't owned by Disney? And uh-huh. he said something about, wow, what are the odds of you and me both collecting Disney checks? I was like, pretty high. That's,
yeah.
this town is small and Disney's a conglomerate. Pretty high that somebody's collecting a Disney check.
I've met quite a few people who are like, yeah, I worked for Disney. Yeah, I worked for
right.
Disney. And it's like, you kind of do your time at Disney. Just like, what is it? We're in Israel, you have to, everyone does 2 years in the army. In yeah. LA, everyone does a year or two at Disney. Like, you have to do your time.
It's just what you do.
It's just what you do in this beautiful city. You got to do your time in service of the mouse.
Of
you
course.
Just kind of, sacrifice 2 years of your life and then off you go. Some stay longer by choice. Some stay longer not by choice because that mouse is demanding. But
he's on.
Oh my gosh. Listen, I think that is the perfect segue into our smiling faces moments for the week, because there's nothing I grin and bear it more through than the slog of Disney corporate welfare. That is definitely something that I can sink my teeth into. So what is your smiling faces moment of the week, Victoria?
My smiling faces moment of the week was a very honest and tough conversation with my nutritionist, because I didn't do a thing that she asked me to do the past 2 weeks. So she had a laundry list of goals for me and was like, have you been doing your hot water and ginger lemon each morning? No. Have you been incorporating more protein into your breakfast? Haven't. Have you been cutting off eating your dinners later? Nope. Have you been cutting back sugar? Can't tell you I did. Like, she was like, Jesus. She goes, okay, so do we want to revamp these goals? I was like, I'd like another stab at them. I think I can do it.
At least you didn't go in there and just lie. And be like, yeah, I did all this shit.
Yeah, it's weird. I just like not feeling any better, but I definitely
did
that.
All of it.
Sure.
Oh yeah, no. I honestly am debilitated by telling the truth to the point where even I think somebody asked me something like, "Oh, thanks for taking care of that for me." Oh, it was at the Pilates studio. An instructor left her thermos of bone broth, and she texted me and said, yes. "Oh my gosh, I left it. Will you dump it for me?" And I was like, "You got it." Didn't do it. Saw her the next week, and she goes. She goes, thanks for taking care of that for me. I went, not going to hold you. I completely forgot. That wasn't me. And she was like, you could have just lied.
That's, both of you are like that. Neither one of you will ever lie. You're like, nope, no, you're going to get the full God's honest truth every minute.
We get nowhere with lies. No. That's the thing. We get nowhere with lies.
No, you have to hold the truth. You have to hold the truth strong in your heart. That's a beautiful thing.
Yeah. Oh, it makes no sense to lie to my nutritionist, though.
No. You're paying for that. Mike, tell us the truth. What is your smiling faces moment of the week?
This water pill that I took. So
expound. Water pill.
Sometimes when you get older, you hold a little bit more water, depending on what you do.
And so you take a water pill. Taking a diuretic?
Yeah, I'm taking a water pill.
Are you peeing like crazy?
Oh my God, yeah.
I knew it. Oh my gosh.
Gritting and bearing it through the whole thing. Just gritting and bearing it.
Yeah.
Oh,
especially through this podcast. I was like, ooh, do I have to go pee?
See? No. That's why those hydration pills, the hydration tablets freak me out because they make you pee so bad. I'm worried about you now, Mike. Do you need to go pee?
Nah, I got Gatorade. I'm good.
Like a bottle to pee in, or
yes, in my refrigerator. I'm gonna bust that thing out. It's my pee bottle. It goes in the refrigerator. Lose, I thought you were worried about my hydration. I was like, listen, no, I got some electrolytes in the fridge.
Don't mess around about that. I had a roommate when I was in my early 20s who kept orange juice, like Sunny D bottles, in his bedroom because he didn't want to walk downstairs to use the bathroom, and he would pee into them. And then he would just, I don't know what he would do with them, but he did not always take them downstairs right away the next morning.
Oh no.
Karmically, a girl got drunk and threw up in his bed, and it never ever was the same again. So that's, you know, those things balance out. Yeah. His whole bedroom was a biozone. It was disgusting. Oh, yeah.
Do not turn a black light on in that bitch. Oh my God.
No.
Part of it is I sit at my desk all day because I'm editing podcasts. This is my life. I live here.
Yes.
So sometimes I'll take a water pill to help, you know, alleviate some of the ankle stuff because I don't have a rising desk. I should get one, but they're hella expensive.
Yeah.
Hella expensive.
Go on OfferUp.
OfferUp.
Love OfferUp. I live off there. Yeah. Nothing in my house except for my couch is new.
Everything
like
is
my couch is new, everything else is someone else's shit.
Well, if
Jess, your smiling faces. No, oh. Jess, your smiling
yeah,
faces
what's your,
moment.
What's
no,
your smiling faces moment. You can't. You're not going to.
Like
I admit it. I just took a water pill, so you're gonna have to tell me whatever you're gonna say.
This is fair. I was like, no, this is fair. I have a good one. Something that I grinned and bared through this week. I have been working very hard. I at work as in physical labor, which is not normal in my job. And I'm leaving work really tired at the end of the day. However, I did have a date this week. And that date was like, please, let's go out past the time when the streetlights come on. And I was exhausted. I was like, yeah, let's do it. And the whole time, even though it was an amazing place, super cool band, great date, I was like, God, I can't wait to be in my bed alone. Please, God, let me please be in my bed alone. And that is what I grinned and bared it through this week.
Gorgeous.
Thank you. Thank you. So if you are grinning and bearing it through something right now and you wish that you were lying in your bed, you should crawl in bed, open up your Instagram, your social media, and you should like us, love us, follow us, share with your friends, your family, and please, for the love of God, subscribe to our Instagram at @smilingfaces_series, TikTok at @smilingfaces_series, Facebook at @smilingfaces_series, or on our YouTube page, www.youtube.com/@@smilingfaces_series.
We also have an official website. It's smilingfacesseries.com. Shout out to our fiscal sponsor, Inclusivity Media. And of course, producer Mike Bryant and Defiantly Me Productions.
The one, the only, the king, Mike Bryant.
Ew.
Dehydrated.
Make sure to check out my improv team performing tonight, April 5th, at the Broadwater Theater at 7 o'clock, Affirmative Reaction Comedy. We'll have the two teams, Idris's Elbas and the Regina Kings. It's a fun time with stand-up and improv and all the things. You'll enjoy it. If you're in LA.
Stay hydrated out there, everybody. Good night.